Amen. So I want to begin. I want you to turn to the book of Proverbs right now, and we're going to go to chapter 13, verse 12. We're going to go there. Amen. Let me know when you're there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 13, 12. This is what it says. It says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life." There's so much in this verse. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Today, I want to speak to the ones, to the hearts that are waiting. How many of us are waiting for something to take place? Maybe you're waiting for healing to take place. Maybe you're waiting for a breakthrough. Maybe you're waiting for your family to be restored. Maybe they've been divided for a while. And you could even be waiting for a promise from God. Amen. I know. I'm in a waiting position. I've been waiting for a few things now. Amen. And I know I'm not alone. But let me tell you something. This is a very interesting verse because it says here that hope deferred makes the heart sick. But a longing, a desire that is fulfilled is a tree of life. So let's break this down. And because this is truly is a true statement, a lot of us have been waiting and hope deferred. You know what that means? It means hope that is postponed, hope that has a delayed expectation. And it's not always bad because waiting is not always bad. Amen. But it depends how you look at it. Amen. Because we need hope. In this world, we need hope. If it wasn't for God, there would be no hope. If it wasn't for Jesus coming and giving up his life at the cross, there wouldn't be any hope today. But Jesus is our hope, and it's still our hope, and it's the hope for the world. Amen.
Amen.
So what we as believers, we as Christians, we gotta make sure that the hope that we have, that the hope that we are hoping, that we are yearning, and the hope that's been placed in our hearts is from God. And that is a hope that it's realistic. Is it a real hope? Let's be real here. A lot of people are hoping for somebody else's things. Before I came to the Lord, I was hoping for things that weren't good for me or things that belong to other people. That is not godly hope. Let's make that clear. But godly hope is not a bad thing at all. Amen. So we need to have hope. We cannot be without hope. We got to continue to walk in hope. And you still, don't give up hoping because you never know that your breakthrough could be around the corner. And a lot of people give up too early. They don't continue to persevere in that hope. And what happens is if we become discouraged, then we become sick. Amen. And because we're setting ourselves up for sickness when we get impatient. Oh, it's got to be now. Otherwise, I'm throwing in the towel. How many of us have wanted to throw in the towel? I said, that's it. It's not coming soon enough. I'm giving up. What kind of God am I serving? God, where are you? And we begin to question the goodness of God. We begin to blame God. So we need godly hope. Amen. Because when those hopes are realized, the word of God saying it's like a tree of life, a tree that is bearing much fruit.
Yes.
We need hope because when we realize the hope, guess what it brings? It brings hope, more hope around us. And we need to guard against sickness that comes to our hearts by false hope. Like I said before, don't be hoping for something that doesn't belong to you. Don't be hoping for someone else's anointing. Why? Because you have your own anointing.
That's right. That's right.
Don't compare yourself. I used to do this a lot. I used to compare myself to others. It brought sickness to my heart. It brought me discouragement. I became spiritually weary because I was comparing myself to others. This is why identity in Christ, knowing who you are in Christ, is a key to your calling. It's key to your walk with God. And this is why we're beginning our Bible studies with identity in Christ, because many of us still till this day don't realize your identity in Christ, and you haven't been anchored to that identity. It took me over 50 years, church, to realize who am I in Christ? Whose am I in Christ? Who do I belong to? Who do I mirror? And today I can truly tell you that I mirror the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because as he is, so am I in this world. I am a daughter of the King. Hallelujah. Yes, and he loves me unconditionally. Amen. And this is why Bible study is so important, like Sister Venet said, because God, we're here to make disciples. And when you become a disciple of Jesus, now you can go out and make disciples yourselves. It's a multiplication that happens. And before you know it, the whole neighborhood, hallelujah, has been discipled by the word of God. And discipling doesn't stop. It continues on because it's a renewing that's happening on a daily basis.
Amen, amen.
So it's really important that we got to guard our hearts over anything. Guard your heart against sickness. Guard your heart against comparison, against confusion, against chaos. Guard your heart against false hopes that will never become realized, because that's not God's will for you. Amen. Hope is a confident expectation or desire of good.
Amen.
And wishing to have somebody else's thing, that is not good. So we gotta walk in confidence, in a confident expectation that we are going to receive that which is good for us.
Yes.
And like we're gonna see when we get deeper into the message, it's not only good for you, but it's also gonna be to those that are connected around you.
Amen.
Amen. So when hope waits, there is life. There is life like a tree of life. Amen. Hallelujah. So I really want to dissect this message, because it's a great message for us, even for me. God has been ministering to me, because as you know, I've been 10 years this past July, last month, I've been pastoring in this church for 10 years. Goes fast, doesn't it? Amen.
Yes.
But praise the Lord that we've been able to purchase land, that these 10 years are not in vain. God is doing what he's given me the calling to do. He's given me a vision, and we are fulfilling step by step that vision. Amen. This is why I got to continue. You got to continue as the church to stand with me in the vision that God has placed in my heart. Because it's part of this ministry. This is why we are called the Beacon of Light Church now.
Amen.
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 Because we are here to be a light to the neighborhood, a light to the world. Amen.
Yes.
God is going to use our ministry to bring hope to others, to bring the light
Hallelujah.
To others. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So listen, we all have experienced deferred hope. We all have been waiting for something. For a breakthrough, for a promise from God to come forth. All of us, we're there. Amen. I know there's a hope, amen, that is there. It's there.
Amen.
And you may have more than one promise from God that you're waiting for it to be fulfilled already. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But
Amen.
I'm telling you, God's delays are not his denials. I want to say that again. God's delays are not his denial. And what he's doing, he's using the waiting period, waiting to prepare us for that fulfillment. Amen. Listen, I'm pastoring for 10 years. I don't see it as a waste of time. I don't see it as labor in vain, because I have learned that preparation time is never wasted time. God is preparing me for something wonderful. And I've been declaring, church, that my best years are ahead of me. Amen. And that's the reality. Because let me tell you something, and you can ask the leaders in this church. 10 years ago, I wasn't the leader that I am today. 10 years ago, I wasn't as bold and assertive as I am today. God has been preparing me for this position. 10 years ago, I was still having milk with the word. But I'm telling you, that hope deferred, even though it can make my heart sick, I'm going to see the desires of my heart come and be fulfilled. Amen. Amen. And it's going to bear fruit. Because in the spirit, I already see it bearing fruit. Hallelujah. So this is what I'm saying. Yes, there is pain. There is pain. Pain of waiting in deferred hope. And it does make the heart sick. But and what it also does, like I said before, it does discourage you. I've been discouraged many times. Amen. During my walk, during my life. Amen. And it can bring weariness. But another thing that it can do, it can allow you to get bitter. It can allow you to get bitter. And we cannot, as Christians, we cannot allow ourselves to get to that point. Bitterness is not from God. It is not a fruit of the Spirit. So we got to be very careful. Amen. That the hope that is deferred in our lives is godly hope, not worldly hope. Amen. Because the world will come bitter. They will begin to unforgive and not forgive easily like we are called to do. In the same measure that the Lord forgave us, that's how we need to forgive others. Amen. Look at Abraham and Isaac. Abraham waiting for Isaac. Look at Abraham and Sarah. My goodness. The Lord gave him a word that through you and Sarah, you will have a son. Amen. And through you, the nations and generations will be blessed. And they laughed. They said, how could even that be? I'm 100 years old already. When they got the word, it must have been like, I think Abraham was like 80, maybe 75. He was much younger. Amen. But let me tell you, it took them 25 years to realize the truth of the word of God, the truth of the promise of God. It took them 25 years. So they were in deferred hope. Yeah. Because in the natural, church, in the natural, Abraham and Sarah, their body was as good as dead. Come on, Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90 when they had Isaac. And when the Lord told them, Sarah already had been past the years of having babies. So in the natural, when they heard that word from the Lord that you will bore a son, you're going to name him Isaac, and you will be a father of many nations. They laughed at him. They rejected his word. Because in the natural, they couldn't believe it. But we as Christians, we got to believe in the supernatural hope that is only found in God. Hope that is imparted by God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's why in the natural, yes, we don't see it. We don't see it, but we got to believe in the supernatural, because right now we are spiritual beings living in a human body. When the Lord looks at us, he's looking at Jesus. Hallelujah. As he is, so are we in this world. So in the natural, Sarah was like, there's no way. There's no way I can have a baby at this age. But guess what? The Lord kept that promise. And it came to pass. And they received the miracle. Why? Because they saw, they walked in that expectation. Hallelujah. And they said, here it is. They believed. Amen. They started walking in faith. This is why Abraham is called the father of faith. Hallelujah. Because he walked in faith. It took him a while, but he began to walk in faith. Said, you know what? I got nothing to lose. I'm going to believe God. And until they believed God, that expectation didn't come to fulfillment. Uh-huh. And Abraham's faith was based on God's word, what God told him. Amen. Right. So you got to understand that every word from God is powerful and it contains faith, the faith of God, because it's only faith that will bring that word to pass.
Amen.
So when they realize, you know what, in the natural, we can't see it, but you know what? We're going to believe God. We're going to believe God. We're going to walk by faith. And that's when it became a reality. Amen. That's when God was able to move. If you don't have faith, God cannot move. Mm-hmm. You got to walk in faith.
Hallelujah.
God already did what he had to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at what Romans. Let's turn to Romans 4, chapter 4. Let's go to Romans chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My goodness, my goodness. Hallelujah. God is a promise keeper, church. God is a promise keeper. Romans 4, verses 18. This is talking, Paul is writing here about Abraham. He's talking about Abraham, but we're not going to read all these verses. We're going to start in verse 18, and it says, in hope, he, talking about Abraham, believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told. And in quotations, it says, so shall your offspring be. Amen. So not only was God talking to Abraham, he's talking about his offspring. He's talking about Isaac. And it says in verse 19, he did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead. Amen. They were past the years of bearing, of having children, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced. Listen to these words, church. He became fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Amen. Mm-hmm. So you see it there, like, yes, Abraham, yes, in the beginning they laughed and everything else, but when he got hold of the truth, when he began to walk in that faith, when he began to expect the unexpected, it brought that word of God to pass.
Amen.
If we as a church would only consider God's word, then we would only believe. Amen. Because in order to believe, we need the word of God. Mm-hmm. If we can believe God for salvation, we can believe God for healing, church. It's no different. Healing is a package deal with salvation. When you got saved, you got healed. It's a package deal. And let me tell you something. Many of you know I began university in August 7 years ago, August 2018. And in the first semester, in 2018, I felt like giving up. I felt like giving up. The first My first class was 7 weeks. My second class was after was another 7 weeks. And when I saw the syllabus, when I saw the curriculum, when I saw the number of books that I had to write, when I looked at the syllabus and I saw the number of journals and book review and essays and research papers I had to do, I became sick. I was like, I'm hoping for a degree, but I began to have hope deferred. I said, oh no, this is not, I couldn't see it. I could not see the light at the end of the tunnel. I could not see the light. I don't know how long it was going to take me. I thought I was going to do it in 5 years, and then six, and then it ended up being 7 years. But what I'm sharing with you is that I felt like giving up. There was hope deferred there for sure. Amen. And I was getting myself sick. And I was leaning on my own strength. I was leaning on my own understanding. And this is why my heart was getting sick. And I was getting sick. I was getting the migraines. I was getting the headaches. Because I was leaning on my own strength. Amen. And when I spoke to the professor, and I even shared this with other people in the church, they began to encourage me. They began to edify me. And even my professor called me at work and said, Bernice, whatever you do not give up. You keep moving forward. Keep your eyes on the Lord.
Amen.
Because it is not by power of by might, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. It is the Spirit of God that's giving you the wisdom, revelation, the knowledge to conquer these papers, to conquer the reading of these books. And I began to shift, and I began to hope on the Lord, and my whole perspective began to change slowly, and I began to lean on the strength of God. And I began to quote his word, in God I can do all things in God who strengthens me. And I began to pray, I have the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and revelation and understanding because I have a sound mind and I have the mind of Christ. And I began to profess and proclaim those words over my life. In other words, I began confessing the word of God over myself. Amen. And that worldly hope that I was walking in began to be a godly hope. I said, Lord, whatever it takes. Lord, if it takes 4 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, I don't care, but I'm going to finish what you started in me. Amen. And praise the Lord. This past May, I graduated with the degree. Amen. Something that 4 months later, I wanted to give up on this degree. 4 months after I began. Amen. So God is faithful. All I'm saying is God is faithful. He will meet you where you are, church, because God wants you to prosper. God wants you to conquer. God is for you. He's not against you. God is for you. Amen. Amen. So they're still waiting. But let me tell you, when that fulfillment came to pass with my degree, I was the happiest student in that campus. I was the happiest one. Amen. My goodness. Oh my God. So I ask you, what deferred hope are you carrying right now? Do you have a promise that you haven't seen yet? Do you have a prayer that hasn't been answered yet? Hallelujah. Well, let's turn to Psalm 121, verse 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I feel so free right now that I don't have to write papers anymore. You have no idea. Or maybe you do. Hallelujah. Psalm 121. Let's go to verse 1. God is faithful. Look, Psalm 121 verse 1 says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? Where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He created the world. Amen. Amen. And when we, you know, when we look at this verse, remember, it was, you know, it was David. David wrote most of the Psalms. Amen. But when we look at this, you know, this is what it's referring to. This is referring to the temple of God that was up in Mount Zion. It was really high in the hill. Amen. And in that Mount Sinai, hallelujah, up there on the hill, there was a special presence of God because it was located in the city of Jerusalem. There was the temple, hallelujah, of the Lord sitting there up on a high mountain. So David is saying he lift up his eyes to those hills where that the temple of God was at. Amen. And he says, amen. Where does my help come? It comes from the Lord. It comes from being in the presence of God. It comes from gazing upon that temple of God where there was a special, special blessing sitting right there in front of David. Amen. Hallelujah. And let me tell you today, hallelujah. Let me go back to the hills because I'm just picturing. I don't know if you can picture. If you picture Jerusalem, you picture you facing east, you picture this high mountain, picture a tabernacle sitting up at the hill, and just picture angels surrounding a thick presence of the Lord that is high and elevated up in that mountain. Hallelujah. I mean, we went to Israel, me and Vinny, we went to Israel and we saw these hills and there were places that were elevated and the presence of God was just there. Amen. My goodness. But, you know, Jerusalem and the nation, it has so many hills. Amen. It has high elevation. But today, let me tell us, today, the temple of the Lord is in us. We carry the temple of the Holy Spirit. So the Lord is always with us. And when we direct our prayers are directly toward him because he is with us.
Amen.
God is with us. We are the glory carriers. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God is our source, church.
Yes, he
God,
is.
He is our provision.
Yes,
He is the one who made everything, including the hills where our help comes from. Amen? Mm-hmm. That's who God is. Amen? So, I'm just letting you know that God is good.
Yep.
God will meet you where you at. Where is your faith at? God will meet you there. Because let me tell you, without hope, it is, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But faith needs hope to be present. Faith alone can't work. You need hope in there. Amen. You got to stand in hope.
Amen.
Amen. And what God does, he uses waiting to build faith, and he uses waiting to build our character.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start discerning things of God with some sort of expectation, it only results in us obtaining that faith and walking in that faith that God so desires for you to walk in. Once hope is present, then faith begins to bring the desired thing into manifestation. Amen? But you got to have hope. You can't just have hope and you can't just have faith. You got to have both. You got to have hope. It just brings me. Let me go there quickly. Hebrews 11:1, there's a definition, right, of faith, right? So let me just go there really, really quickly. I didn't write down that scripture here, but I just feel led to read it.
Amen.
Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So you see, there's got to be hope in faith. And once the hope is present, then faith begins to manifest. And it's going to bring that desire, that thing that you so desire, that thing that you are hoping for, that thing that you cannot see come to being. And if a delay is encountered, patience is what completes the work. You gotta have patience. And patience is a fruit of the Spirit. You gotta remain patiently waiting on God. You gotta be still and know who God is, what His Word says, what His promises are, because God will complete that which He has started in you. God will bring that promise come to pass.
Amen.
Because God is faithful. God doesn't break promises. We may break a promise, but God never does. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. I pray you are learning something today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God is ministering to me right now as I'm speaking to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It is His word coming forth. I'm reading from Scripture. I'm reading from the living Word of God. Romans 5, let's go to verse 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God throughout our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him, through the Lord, we have also obtained access by faith into His grace, in which we stand and we rejoice in hope. We rejoice in hope. Hope is a good thing. Amen. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance.
Perseverance.
Amen. And endurance produces character, and character produces what? What does it produce? It produces hope. Amen. Do you see this? Amen. This is very clear. It's a good thing to be in the waiting. It's a good thing to be in hope, as long as it is mixed with your faith.
Amen.
And what delays do, delays often align us with God's timing and prepares us for what's coming. Amen?
Amen.
So yes, it's been taking a while for us to build the temple, to build up a temple of praise and worship. And surely, yes, it has. But let me tell you, we, the church, I and the leaders, the church, here, we are aligning ourselves in God's timing because it's all about Him. And we are preparing ourselves for what's coming. God has me in a time of preparation. And preparation is never wasted time, like He said. Let me tell you, if I was leading the way I was 10 years ago, I would have never bought that piece of land. 10 years ago, because I wouldn't have the faith. 10 years ago, I did not have the faith that I have today. And let me tell you, God gives us all the same measure of faith. But my faith back then was weak. My hope back then made me sick. Amen. Because I couldn't see it. I wasn't seeing it through God's eyes. I was seeing it, like I said before, in my own strength, with my natural eyes. But when God began to show me the vision and brought me back to what He did 28 years ago about me building a church from paper, from scratch, and He brought me to Haggai, and He brought me to the book of Nehemiah about building the temple, amen, I began to see the pieces of the puzzle became a reality.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I began to believe God. And I began to believe God because I knew that He loved me, and whatever He started in me, He's going to complete it. And I began to put my faith into work. And little by little, God began. My character began to change. And here, it's right here.
Amen.
Knowing, and I was suffering. Let me tell you, I was making myself sick. This hope deferred really is a reality. But I was making myself sick because my hope was worldly at that time. Amen. But when I began to change it to a godly hope, amen, it began to produce character in me. And character produce hope in me. And now they ain't no stopping me because my perseverance with this ministry is full force right now. Amen.
Amen.
What God
Amen.
Began in me, he will complete it. I'm standing just like Abraham stood in faith. I am standing. Remember Hannah, the mother of Samuel, how she cried out in perseverance. She cried out to the Lord that even Eli, the priest, thought she was drunk. But she was crying. She was desperate. There was hope deferred there because she was longing for a child. And she began to cry. Amen. And her hope became deferred. But when she mixed it with faith and she said, Lord, if you give me a child, I will offer this child to you.
Yes.
And God answered her prayer. God answered her prayer. And Samuel was born, and he became one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament.
Yes.
And he's the one that God told, go anoint the next king after Saul. Go to Jesse's house and anoint the king. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something. When we believe God, and when we believe he loves us because of our faith in him, everything is possible in God. Amen. That's right,
Amen.
Vinny.
Amen.
Everything is possible when we believe. Amen.
Yeah.
Because we got to know it's not about our performance. Amen. I used to compare myself with others. It's not about my performance. God's given me my own giftings. He's given me my own talents. He's given me an anointing like he's given you. You all have an anointing from God. So now I rejoice. I don't rejoice only for the good times. I also rejoice in the hard times. Because we are going to go through some tough times in ministry.
Yes,
so
yes.
I choose to rejoice in the good times. Amen. In the pleasant things. Hallelujah. And in the hard times. Because that's part of life. And it's okay. But one thing that our faith, it needs to remain steadfast. We got to persevere. We got to keep hoping. We got to keep walking in faith.
Right.
Because like I said before, amen. Those who trust in their own efforts, hallelujah, will be devastated like I was in times of trouble. My goodness, I was procrastinating in writing my papers. Let me tell you, I was waiting for the last second. And my kids will tell you, Mom, you're getting yourself sick. And I would get migraine. Just the thought of writing a 10 or 12 page paper made me very, very sick. But I was leaning on my own efforts.
Uh-huh.
My. When you lean on your own efforts, you're going to get what you deserve. And it's not going to be very good. Let me tell you. My goodness. I tell you, thank God for the Lord. Thank God for his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
so
Lord.
My attention began, hallelujah, to be focused on God, to be focused on the Lord, because I realized that God, he is, the Lord Jesus, he is the author and the finisher of my faith, of my walk.
Yes.
And God's word is given to us to perfect us and to thoroughly finish that which he started in us, which is a very good work. Because remember when God created, when he began to create back in Genesis and he looked at creation, everything he created, he sat down and he rested and said, boy, this is good. This is good creation right here. Amen. And I tell you that if we can just continue to stand in the word and continue to stand on the Lord, that which we are waiting for in this ministry, it is a good thing. It is a good thing. So let me tell you, hope by itself will never give people victory. Many, many, many of us, even including myself, have hoped for things and yet have never realized those hopes because they never moved into faith. And that's where I was 10 years ago. Even 7 years ago, I was walking in hope, but I wasn't moving in faith. And faith is the victory that causes people to overcome the world, just like Jesus did. Yet faith, like I said before, it will not work without hope. Amen? You got to see that. You have to see that. Faith alone will not work without hope. Look at a fruit tree. A fruit tree, before it bears fruit, it goes through seasons. It goes through planting. It goes through watering. It goes through pruning. And then it begins to grow. Amen? And a delay is often the soil for a greater harvest. The delay in our ministry is the soil for a greater harvest. So we cannot give up on our hope. We got to walk by faith, continue to hear what God has to say, because what is coming is going to come.
Yes.
Our eyes, right, have not seen, our ears have not heard that which God has prepared for us who loved him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let me tell you. And the thing is, there is a joy that is going to be fulfilled in that longing, in that which we are waiting for. A desire fulfilled, like we read before, is the tree of life. Picture in your mind a tree that is flourishing, a tree that is refreshing itself, a tree that is being watered, a tree with many fruits that is abundant in fruit. Picture it. And this is what fulfilled hope is. Fulfilled hope brings joy. It brings renewed faith. It brings glory to God. Amen. Fulfilled hope makes you smile. Makes you say, "Whoa, Lord, you know, we did it." We got to say we did it because God is with us. We did it together. Yeah. This is why we have to partner with God. We did it together. Remember the story of Joseph, right? The son of Isaac. He went from the prison to the palace. And he had years of deferred hope. But the fulfillment that took place in his life restored not just his life. Amen. It restored the lives of many. Amen.
Yes.
My goodness, yeah. Because his hope was deferred and he waited. And when he waited, he became second to the king of Egypt, right? To Pharaoh of Egypt. You'll find this in Genesis 41, because he waited. He fed his own family because he waited. His family was fully restored. Remember, his brothers gave him up as a slave. Amen. Threw him in the pit. Amen. And he got thrown in jail many times. Innocently, he got thrown in jail. But the Lord took him from the prison into the palace, from slavery into freedom. Amen.
Amen.
And not only did he fulfill his life, but he fulfilled God, fulfilled his promises. And didn't only revive the nation to him, but it revived the nation to those that were connected to Joseph. Mm-hmm. And he was able to feed. They fed multitudes of people. Amen. Because there was a famine that was present in that nation. But thank God that God had given Joseph the wisdom to store food for 7 years, because there was going to come a time that a famine would arise, and that's when his family came to him and he blessed his family with provisions. God used him to fulfill the promises that he had made Joseph, to fulfill that which God gave him in a dream. Remember, Joseph had a dream that his brothers were going to bow down to him, and they did. They came to help. They came for help, and Amen. Joseph was blessed, and he was able to help his own family. Amen?
Yep.
So here we have this verse. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is like a tree of life. And I asked you today, how will your testimony of fulfilled hope give life to others? I'm asking myself, how will my testimony of fulfilled hope give life to others around me? Amen. Well, I can tell you this much. As soon as we build this temple of praise and worship, amen, I know many will come that may be hopeless, and the word of God that is going to come forth is going to turn that around in their life, and they're going to begin to hope in godly hope. They're going to begin to walk with faith. They're going to receive salvation. They're going to receive healing. They're going to be delivered, and they're going to be restored. Because that is a promise from God, and that's what I see with my spiritual eyes, and I see myself, hallelujah, speaking truth into this congregation, speaking truth, hallelujah, reaching out to the people, loving them like God loves us, hallelujah, amen. And I know that many lives, those who choose to believe the word of God, those who choose to believe God, they will be saved, healed, delivered, and restored in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Because
amen.
God is not, changes not. Amen. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. He's the same. We change, but he never does.
Yeah.
He never does. So how do we live in this waiting? How do we live in this deferred hope? How do we live our lives waiting for something that hasn't come to pass? Well, let's turn to the book of Psalms. Let's go back to Psalms, and let's go to chapter 119. This is, I believe, my last verse. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 119, and let's go to verse 114. Psalm 119, 114. This is what it says. Again, David writing these Psalms. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Amen. So this is King David writing this psalm. And he's saying, God, you are my refuge. God, you are my shield. God, my hope is in your word. In other words, God, I'm believing everything you're saying to me. Amen. My hope is in your word. Why? Because there was no Bibles back then, church. The word came from God himself. The word came from manuscripts. Amen. From the Torah, from the five books of the Bible. God himself spoke to David. God brought prophets along. He used prophets. Didn't he use the prophet Samuel to anoint David king? God used men, hallelujah, prophet, to speak unto others. So God is our hiding place, and David knew that. And when the storms, I want to let you know that when the storms of life become unbearable, all we have to do is stay anchored in God. Stay anchored in him. Because when you're anchored in God, you become safe from the storm. And you got to tell yourself, I am in Christ. He is my hope of glory. Amen. And I'm not coming out from outside of God. I'm staying with God. I'm going to be still with God. I'm going to stay in the presence of God. And if hope is a positive imagination, hallelujah, then hoping in God's word is using our imaginations positively to see the promises of God coming to pass.
Amen, amen.
So I'm hoping as the minister and as the shepherd of this house, I am hoping in the promises of God. I'm hoping in God's word, and I'm using my positive imagination, and I'm imagining the temple, the church sitting on the corner of Neighborhood Road and William Floyd. I'm seeing the church. I'm seeing the steeple. I'm seeing the seats. Hallelujah. The seats are facing east. The seats are facing Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Just like we mentioned before. Where does our help come from? It comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm going to see the nation of Israel as out the hill, hallelujah, that is elevated out east. And when we are sitting down inside the church, our posture, our raising up of hands are going to be facing east, where our help comes from. And that's just symbolic, because we know that the Lord is with us. Amen. But I'm just saying that I'm just picturing the church lifting up hands unto the Lord, glorifying God. I'm picturing young girls dancing and worshiping God with their flags, with their banners. Hallelujah. I'm seeing the musicians. Hallelujah. I'm seeing the parking lot. I'm seeing people getting saved. I'm seeing people getting healed in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing it with my natural eyes, and I'm seeing the promises of God come to pass right now in the name of Jesus. I'm not looking at the negative things coming to pass. I am not looking at defeat. I am not looking at failure. I'm seeing the promises of God come to pass in the name of Jesus. No matter what the circumstances look like, I am seeing the Lord being glorified through the church. By the lifting up of hands, by the clapping, by the dancing, by the worship, by the music, amen, and by the word that is coming forth, which is the living word of God, which is truth.
The word of God
says it is the word of God and the truth that is in it that will set you free. And people need to be set free from all mindsets. People need to be set free from stinking thinking. Amen. They got to renew their minds. They got to walk in faith. Amen. And they got to keep hoping for the best. Hallelujah. Because the best is yet to come.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And one thing that we have to do, we got to remain. Hallelujah. We got to keep our hearts guarded. Keep your hearts guarded from bitterness. Hallelujah. Don't allow bitterness to make you sick. Stand on the waiting, but stand rejoicing. Stand, hallelujah, smiling. Stand knowing that the Lord, he's your peace. He's your strength. You know, in 1 Corinthians, I said that was the last, but let me tell you, in 1 Corinthians 13:13, there's three things that abide. Amen. And that is hope, love, and faith. But the greatest one of them is love. But nevertheless, amen, faith and hope are in there. Why did the Lord put that in there? Because those three things abide in us already. We have the hope of God. We have faith in God. Amen. He is the hope of glory. Amen. So we got to rejoice even in the small fulfillments, even in those small things that we see along the way. We got to rejoice in that. Let me tell you, we purchased land. Yes. We're paying a mortgage. Yes. But even in that, we have to rejoice, because it is the Lord that will bring the increase. It is the Lord that will bring the finances. If he did it then, amen, and we have finances to purchase the land, he will do it again and again and again, because God's, if it's God's will, it is his bill. Amen. This is the Lord's ministry. His will, his bill. God will provide. But we need to stand. Yes. We need to stand on the promises of God. We got to remain. We got to continue to pray with expectancy. We got to hope. Hallelujah. We got to continue to hope. And hope that prays is hope that breathes. And when you're breathing, you're alive. Amen. When you're breathing the breath of God. You're breathing the life of God. We got to remain. Hallelujah. Remain in that hope of expectancy. Continue to walk by faith and you have to do these things. You got to reaffirm the promise, because hope deferred may make your heart sick, but it will not kill the promise.
Amen.
It will not kill the promise. The promise is already there. And if God said it, He will accomplish it. If God said it, it will come to pass. If God said it, it will not return empty. Hallelujah. So I ask you right now, what delayed hope are you waiting on? And I'm asking you, take that delayed hope and place it in God's hand and begin to speak over it. Begin to speak the promises of God over it. God is faithful. He will complete that which He has started in you. Those dreams that haven't yet come to pass, place them in God's hand and speak over them. Walk by faith. Keep hoping. Godly hope. Amen. Don't give up on God, because God will never, ever give up on you. God is faithful. We got to remain anchored in hope through the word of God. We need the word of God, church. We need the word of God to remain anchored in God and continue to pray with expectancy. Continue to pray, because faith remains alive through prayer.
Amen.
Faith remains alive through prayer. Amen? Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's just pray. Hallelujah. Let's just pray over this word. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for this beautiful message, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that your promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen us in the waiting. Strengthen us in the waiting, Lord God. Strengthen us in the hoping. Strengthen us, Father God, as we continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And Father God, let our fulfilled hope become a tree of life for others, Lord. I thank you, God, that not only are we are going to be fulfilled when that hope comes to pass, when that promise comes to pass, but Father God, we thank you that others that are connected to us and those that will be connected to us will be blessed through this promise, through this fulfillment, through this desire that we have that will be fulfilled like a tree of life. So Father, we just give you all the glory. We give you honor and we give you the praise, Father God, for edifying us this morning, for encouraging us this morning with your words, with your message. And Father God, may everything we do continue to glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Glory.